Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Ballsy, I want to know what you think of this. So you've got a kid, you've got Ethan, who's getting ready to go into college.
Right.
And he's probably working hard, studying and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you thought about the story yesterday coming out. So 46 celebrities have been implicated. I shouldn't say celebrities. 46 wealthy people have been implicated in this ring that was buying their kids' way into school, into some high-end schools into the U.S. What they would do is they would pay... it's alleged that Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives fame paid, I think, $15,000 to get somebody to take the SAT for her kid.
Yeah.
From what I understand. And then Lori Loughlin of Full House fame, I think she dropped a lot more money.
$500,000 because she wanted her kids to be on the, like, they're on the rowing team, and all they did is send a picture of a rowing machine.
Oh, my God.
They never rowed. And anyway.
And I actually, first thing I thought was Lori Loughlin was in Full House, and she has $500,000 to drop on these kids. But her husband is the Mossimo guy, the Mossimo clothing guy, and he's worth like $80 million.
Well, and they had that funny episode of Full House where Jesse tries to lie on the entrance exam to get the kids into an elite preschool.
Yeah, it's a little bit of foresight, eh? Actually, I think I have audio.
Simpler times.
I think I might actually have.
Look, Mrs. Jacobs, we have to be honest. Well, I have to be honest. We may have, well, he may have embellished, lied a bit on our application.
I wonder when they're doing this if she remembers that episode. But anyway, you wanted my thoughts? My thoughts are this. I'm not surprised that NCAA or even things in Canada at the university level are dirty, okay? Mm. But my son just wrote SATs to get in, to have an opportunity to look at United States schools. And he was, I went and bought him a book from Chapters. He studied and studied and studied while he was studying for exams in high school and wrote the we drove out to Wilcox. It was quite a process to do it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
These 46 wealthy people that have bought their kids' ways into college. It's a big scandal right now. I'm sure it blew up your internet yesterday. So you've got Lori Loughlin of Full House, who paid 500G to get her kids to get somebody to pose their kids as being on the row team.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you've got Felicity Huffman, who paid 15 grand allegedly to get somebody to take a test for her kid to get into a school. This is a text message, and it's coming in from Corey. It says, if you got the money, why not? Also, what's the point of having that much money if you can't get what you want? Corey, I don't agree with the last point there, but I do agree with the, if you got the money, why not? And here's why, before you crucify me.
Yeah.
Let's say, now put yourself in their position.
Mm-hmm.
This might be tough for you to do because we're not super wealthy.
Right.
But say you are super wealthy. And leave Lori Loughlin's case out of the way because her kids were spoiled punks.
Yeah.
And honestly, they don't deserve to get their way in. But say you have a child who's really honestly trying, really, really trying to get into their school. And they're just coming up short. And you happen to have $500,000 kicking around that would ensure your kid gets into that school. Now, you don't need to tell them you paid 500 grand to get them into that school.
Mm.
But it will get them into their school and perhaps boost them, kick them up into their dreams. That's your money. You can do what you want with it. Now, again, you're going to have to worry about the ethics of it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it would help your child. And you want to do what you can for your kids.
Juice isn't worth the squeeze. I know what you're saying. And if you've got money, like if I got to get my hip replaced, fine. I got money I should be able to pay for it. But when it comes to this, and it comes to going outside the rules for this, if I had the money, I'd have to think long and hard, but I just couldn't do it. And what are you teaching your kids?
I think a lot of the stuff has to do with jealousy. I think a lot of people are just jealous they're not in the position to do it themselves.
I just know from personal experience how hard it is to do the tests and stuff. So to me, that's just, I don't know, that's the easy way out.
We all lie. We all lie. We do. You may have lied to get your way into college. Now, you might not have paid somebody a whole bunch of money, but you might have said you were part of certain activities in high school that you weren't.
Mm.
Or you may, even for a job, how many, you're telling me you don't inflate your resume? Come on. Let's be honest.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Talking about CollegeGate, Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, they paid to get their kids into elite colleges along with 44 other people in the U.S., and that was the big news yesterday. My theory was, listen, you got the money, you want the best for your kids. I can't blame them. Now, I'm not saying it's right, but you always want the best for your kids, and you will step on anybody else's head to get the best for your kids. That's how, honestly, that's why we're here. We are here to put our kids above everybody else in some ways.
Don't disagree, but I want fair.
Okay. I want fair too, but it ain't all unicorns and rainbows out there. Lisa says this, I come from a low-income family, and I'll tell you what I think about if you can, why not. The kids in the families that can't work their asses off to get into any schools, and if they get the grades and proper admission criteria and get beat out because some rich kids get their way paid in, well, you've just continued their life of being poor. Again, I agree. I'm just saying that we need to all take the blinders off. This is not an even world, a level world.
No.
And that's what's so funny about this is it's a lot of rich white people sitting around talking about how, oh, it's so unfair. Well, a lot of the minority families are going, yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that something like this that happens changes things. I hope it does.
Changes things and, again, points out that this is not a level playing field.
No.
And this is something that white people are finding out a lot about right now. You know what I mean?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I want to nip something right in the bud. We're talking CollegeGate. And before I said, it's just kind of interesting because a lot of these families and a lot of these people implicated are wealthy white people. And they're starting to realize that maybe it's not a level playing field. And I said that minorities have been experiencing this for a long time. And somebody sends me a text and I knew it was going to come. What's wrong with white families? You know what? That's not what I'm saying. Don't try and start something that's not here. That's not an argument.
White families are just finding out what
other people... Stop listening with half an ear. You know what I mean. You're just trying to start an argument that's not there. So I'm stopping that subject right now. We're moving.
There's a local angle to this story. We had Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. You talked about the famous actresses. But one of the people charged in this is David Sadu. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a Rider fan, David Sadu was a safety with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the 80s. He played here for 5 years, 1 year in BC, and he is the big money behind the UBC football program. He paid $200,000, $100,000 each for somebody to write college entrance exams for his sons, allegedly. Allegedly.
You have to say that.
Allegedly. Right? So he's implicated in this. So a Rider connection to this.
But here's one thing I want to throw out to you. And I want you to be dead honest with me. Say your kid has a chance to get a full ride to a university in the States. Mm-hmm. But they're just shy of making, say, a hockey team or whatever. They're just shy of making it. But you find out. You say you have $500,000 kicking around.
Mm-hmm.
You find out that you can kick that university $500,000 or somebody $500,000 and your kid will never hear about it. They'll never know. All of a sudden, they make that team and it's just it's swept under the rug. It's done. You're telling me you wouldn't do that for your kid?
It's all a matter of where you are right now. I don't have $500,000. My kid is looking at getting into colleges, writing the SAT. So I would say where I'm in my state of life, Chad,
right.
I would say this makes me mad. But if I'm a rich guy, if I have lots of money and I'm in my same situation here with my son, I would.
Do you think?
I would. I probably would.
There's a reason certain wings of schools have names sometimes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it takes a certain... I'm sorry, you guys, but money make it a world go round sometimes, and it's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not, but a lot of things in life aren't fair.
Why do you think certain kids make certain hockey teams? Because their dad has some money, and they're friends with this guy, and you could be a better hockey... Yeah, it is.
I've seen... It's everywhere.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're not perfect. We're not. And no. I know we all sit back and we look at this Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman thing and we go, oh, that's so disgusting. Rich people getting away with it. We all lie. We all do.
On average, 8 times a day, they say.
Right. You lie about the little things sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes
white lies.
The big things. But you lie on resumes a lot. I'll admit I have. Not on the one to get here, but I have lied on a resume in the past.
I haven't made a resume in so long, I don't know if I've lied.
No, I haven't either, actually.
So long.
Which is probably a good sign. But it It happens.
The following is a message from thepatternresume.com. A new study shows that 49% of employers have caught job seekers in a lie on their resume.
I see you claim to have worked for NASA and been to Mars. That's impossible.
I mean Venus.
Get out of my office, you liar!
51% of employers aren't smart enough to spot a lie on your resume. That's where we come in. We're thepatternresume.com, and we know how to lie on your resume.
I see from your resume you graduated from the U of R with 2 master's degrees in science, and you designed the B-2 bomber while watching the Grey Cup with your buddies?
Yep.
Well, congrats, you got the job. Welcome to Yardmasters. Based on that resume, you should easily be able to operate this lawnmower.
Let Padded Resume help you get the job of your dreams. Lying on your resume may not always result in you getting the job of your dreams. In fact, if you get caught, you'll probably be blackballed from that industry. But hey, in the end, it's all one big crapshoot anyway, right?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Is it wise tales or wives tales?
I've heard wives tales.
I don't know what to say anymore.
Because generally, I don't think it's supposed to be derogatory. I think we all acknowledge the woman's the smartest person in the household. And so she gives advice and it's handed down, right? Now, my mom, the other day I'm sitting with my mom and dad and when my hands feel kind of tight, I crack my knuckles.
Ugh.
And she says, well, you're going to have arthritis because you do that. And I'm like, no, you're not. It's just a buildup of air or something in your hands. Oh. And so I went to she forced me to go to the internets.
Yeah.
And I did a little research. And no, there's no scientific proof that cracking your knuckles gives you arthritis. So I'm just asking you other wives' tales that you've heard. Like, here's another one.
Yeah.
If you drop a penny from a tall building, you can kill somebody. That isn't true. That's been busted. Because
by Mythbuster.
It doesn't have enough mass. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be going a lot faster than that. You know what I mean?
Right. But it still keeps people from throwing stuff off tall buildings.
Which is probably a good thing.
Just
like your mom tells you it's going to give you arthritis so that you don't crack your knuckles in front of her.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, and I'm happy she tells you that. I wish more people believe that. Because it's cracking knuckles is nasty.
I use that on my daughter because my daughter is a dancer, yoga person.
Yeah.
And so she literally could put her hand. I sound like a teenager. She could put her foot up and she can twist her ankle and it will crack continuously it never stops. It's like popping the plastic stuff. And I said, Mara, your ankle's you're going to need surgery on that ankle, which is absolutely a lie.
There's the hairy palms one too, right? But then there's also, and we don't need to go in, but then there's the one sitting too close to the TV will make you go blind.
Yeah.
Now, is that true?
No, it's not true.
Isn't it?
No.
Because wouldn't your eyes have to work harder?
I did used to sit close watching in television, and I've got thick glasses.
You got Coke bottles going on there.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A guy loved to flip the lights on and off as a kid until his parents said it would signal the cops and they'd show up at their house.
Well, I used to tell my daughter when she used to raise her voice that if she didn't quit, social services would come. That's what I said.
Caller, go ahead.
Hi. I used to tell my kids that swallowing gum would seal up their bums from the inside and then they'd get all poo back up and explode.
I just want to say 2 things. First off, wonderfully true. Secondly, sounds so much better with your accent.
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Vicky.
How long before they caught on that you were a big fat liar?
Well, actually, I had 11 years between the 2 youngest kids, and it was only when I started telling the very youngest the same thing, the next kid up went, oh, I totally believe you. I thought that was fat.
That's awesome. I'm going to use that for my grandkids.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're talking wise tales or wives tales. I guess you heard from your parents. Hey, the wolf.
Hey, it's me.
Wes. Hey, Wes.
You will never know the sudden fear and the doubt in your mind as a young pubescent teenager on a farm when you read, and you don't hear it from your parents, but if you don't stop that, you'll go blind.
Yeah, yeah.
And you already wear glasses.
Yeah. I've got really thick glasses, actually. Yeah, yeah. I got really thick glasses.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. So you know what that means.
I was a lonely teenager, too.
So yeah, it was lonely for a while until I figured that was a lie.
Yeah, well, Ballsy's got really hairy palms, too, so that says something.
But
another one I always heard, too, was, you know when you need to use a fork to take the knot out of your shoelaces?
Right.
Right? I was told, be careful or you'll lose an eye like Frida Honecker.
That was the line when I was a kid.
Well, who's Frida Honecker?
I don't know. But that was the line. That's what my parents always said because they always heard it from, my mom heard it from her mom. And I think Frida Honecker was an actual person.
Well, if only we had a thing that we could look it up with.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
With the way this weather is, it can be tricky when you're moving around. So I go get groceries the other
day. It's icy.
Yeah, right. It's the thaw and the whatever. So I got my groceries. And, you know, it's that one decision. Okay, do I leave the back hatch up and do I come back and grab all the groceries, like the rest of the groceries, or do I take them all at once? So I got my hands full. I got seven, eight bags. Only want to make one trip, right? I could do this.
Circulation is cutting off to every one of your fingers.
That's right. Your fingers are white. Sure. So this lady who lives in the same complex as me, she goes, hey, do you need help? I said, no, I got her. Don't worry about it. Thanks anyways, Becky. And I tripped on the step. My milk blew up. And my veggie tray, which by the way costs you $19.99, all in the snow and the dirt and everything, so you can't
Please
even eat.
Please tell me there's footage of this somewhere, like security footage.
I don't know, maybe all over.
There's gotta be. I would pay to see that.
And then I just looked back. It's like, don't even say anything. So
you should have asked for help.
So pride got in the way there. I should have. Here, take a cut. Can you hold this while I unlock the door? But don't. Boom.
Yeah.
Gone. So that was like 20. That's $25 on the floor.
That's such a man thing, right?
The pride mostly, getting in the way. Mostly usually. Is. It mostly is.
And it does.
Women are prideful too. They don't like you go in a woman's kitchen, and I'm not saying it's only a woman's kitchen, but a woman knows her way around a kitchen. Like, they're awesome in there. Well, no, I'm not saying that.
I know, just the way you say it.
It's their kitchen.
I know you have the best of intentions.
And if you get in that kitchen and you do some things that you shouldn't be doing.
Sometimes, yeah.
They don't want you being around there. Yeah, they'll do everything. It's like,
it's like the old stereotypical, Italian family and grandma's making the sauce. Get out of here!
Yeah, that's
this
right.
is grandma's sauce, right?
That's right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I had a prideful moment trying to carry grocery bags into the house. Some lady at my complex wanted to help me. I turned her down, fell, and wrecked my milk and my and my veggie tray, which is about $25.
Sure.
Got this from Ryan at 936 Wolf. So I'm in a bar and grab four beers to take to the table. Bartender says, looks iffy, leave two and come back. Uh-huh. I say, no, I got this.
Right.
Didn't take two steps, $28 in liquid gold on the floor. Pride got me. Mark says, trying to put my Harley into the bed of this truck. My friend says he'll be right there to help. I say, no, I got this. Drive up the ramp into the back of the truck cab.
Ooh.
Harley and truck not looking good. So,
you know
where
I'll see pride get people sometimes? Whenever you're at a restaurant and you hear plate smash, that's usually pride getting somebody. The server trying to carry too much plates out or something like that.
Or the worst. Draw attention to yourself.
I'm the worst, too. I'll be out for supper or whatever, and the server will come to pick up plates, and I'll always be the person who's like, oh, no, you can take one more. Oh, no, you can take one more. Just see if they really can.
How about pride paying the bill?
That's another thing. Maybe you don't have the cash kicking around, but the pride gets the best of you, and you say, I've got to cover the whole bill for everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.